And greetings, friends. Who is the mysterious harlot of Revelation 17? How will she affect your life? How will you react to miracles, yes, literal miracles, by the coming Antichrist? You need to understand what lies just ahead in your life. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Roderick C. Meredith describes the harlot of Revelation 17. And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
A powerful religio-political system is prophesied to arise just before Christ returns. My friends, your Bible indicates that it will arise in Europe. As we discussed in last week's Tomorrow's World program, this system will be a truly powerful revival of the Holy Roman Empire. Many of you have not read about that empire, but you'd better start reading about it. It affected and it controlled the whole Western world for hundreds of years. It's going to be revived in the lifetimes of most of you. And it is going to change your life and everything around you. Listen, turn with me to Revelation 17 in your Bible. Check up on me. Prove these things out of your own Bible. Don't believe me. You believe what is written in the words of your Bible. Check up on the other guys too. Be sure who is really preaching the Bible. Who is bringing to life these things that are about to happen and showing you as God's servants what really lies ahead. Turn to Revelation chapter 17 now, verse 1. Here John is describing a powerful thing that is beginning to happen in Europe and is going to happen a great deal more over the next several years. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls and talked with John saying, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters." As I showed you last time, over in verse 15, the waters are this. The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. This fallen woman, and remember the Bible uses the term woman for a church in a number of places in the New Testament, this woman sits on many nations speaking different languages. Getting back to verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So the whole world is made spiritually drunk. Think about that. Verse 3, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now we saw last time that that seven heads is talking about seven revivals of the Roman Empire, and the 10 horns were the final 10 kings which come up all at once and fight Christ that is coming, because they're all living at once, these final 10 kings. But the woman sits on this beast. The woman rides the beast. All kinds of religious authorities have tried to say the beast is this and the beast is that, but no, the beast has to be where the woman is. Some have tried to say the beast is the Chinese communists, or they used to say it's the Arabs in the Arab world when they were all together under various leaders, or they tried to put it somewhere else. Some have tried to put it right here in the United States. No, the woman rides the beast. And the woman, verse 4, was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. God is not pleased with a lot of practices that modern religions have gotten into. And you need to understand that, because these people around you are not going to save you from the great tribulation and the day of the Lord. Only God is going to save you, my friends. Try to get it straight. Have enough of the fear of God that you learn to study. Really study this book. Show God you care. Verse 5, on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Here is a Babylonish system reviving many of the old Babylonish customs and the ways they worshiped God. It's something you can look into there. Who is carrying on those same customs? And also this system is a great mother church. She has daughters who've come out from her. Who are those daughters? What's going on here? Notice verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Here is a great persecuting church. Have you ever heard about a professing Christian church that persecuted thousands and tens of thousands of other professing Christians? Here's a great persecuting church. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. And obviously it was a very astounding thing to see the power of this woman. And John describes that, of course, in these verses. And the angel said, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and ten horns." So the world will be astounded at the sudden power of this woman, this great religious system that's going to be arising here and taking over the whole Western world and sitting on the beast. My friends, take careful note of this perceptive quotation from Adrian Hilton's most revealing book, The Principality and Power of Europe. Quote, "Christopher Hollis, in his foreword to Dr. Habsburg's book, The Social Order of Tomorrow, states that Dr. Habsburg would like to see Europe resume her essential unity." And let me comment, my friends, that Dr. Habsburg is a very important key member of the European Parliament. Dr. Habsburg writes, quote, "In the symbolism of that unity, he thinks that the imperial crown of Charlemagne and of the Holy Roman Empire might well have its part to play. A German colleague of Jacques Delors described the idea of a united Europe as, quote, essentially a Catholic concept, end quote, of which an inevitable result would be the subjugation of Britain's Protestant ethos to Roman Catholic social, political, and religious teachings. The Catholic churches in many continental countries are influenced by a desire to see a shadow Holy Roman Empire recreated in Europe, and the Christian Democrat and Christian socialist traditions in Europe are working to that end, bowing to whichever golden calves they have to on the way." Think about it, my friends. A new Holy Roman Empire from the Atlantic to the Urals. Think about the millions of people in Western and Eastern Europe as well. A powerful union, it will be, of over 400 million people. What will this empire do? How will it affect the United States, Canada, and Britain? Are these people going to be turned against us? And what will be the effect this woman will have on the beast? Think about it. Pray about it. Be willing to understand what your Bible clearly says. Now let's go back to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation, at this point, chapter 13 and verse 1. Here he describes this beast. Revelation 13, 1. "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns." These seven heads are going to rise up, culminating in one great final dictator, super dictator, and then, of course, the final one will involve ten kings giving their power to this person called the beast. Verse 4, "So they worshiped the dragon, Satan the devil, who gave authority to the beast." Yes, this great military political power will be under the influence of the dragon, Satan the devil. "And they worshiped the beast, saying, 'Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?'" This coming power in Europe is going to be awesome. And I think we need to grasp that ahead of time before it starts to affect us. You need to check into these things and come to know and know that you know what lies ahead. Verse 9, "If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword." God is going to intervene. In the end, we win. As I've said, if we're really walking with God, we will win. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. But now it continues, verse 11. "Then I saw another beast." It's been describing this beast, the military political power that makes war and conquers all the Western world. But now it describes another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. Now, who's the lamb throughout the New Testament? Just look it up. The whole New Testament talks about the lamb, Jesus Christ. Most of you know that. This coming second beast, this leader, frankly, that's going to be guiding the great whore, this leader called the second beast, looks or talks like the lamb, you see, or he looks like the lamb, and of course he looks like Christ. People think, well, he's a holy man. It must be a wonderful man. And he spoke like a dragon. Who is the dragon? Well, if you keep your place here and turn over to chapter 12, verse 9 of chapter 12, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. So here is a great leader who looks like Christ. He seems to be a great holy man of God, but he speaks like the devil. He's very clever. The devil is not stupid. He's able to make you believe what he says. And when someone is trying to counterfeit something, if they're printing a $20 bill, they don't print it in pink and purple polka dot and so forth. You know that. They make it look like the original. So you are deceived unless you're very careful. That's what this false religious leader will do. And he, this second beast, he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. Who's the first beast? The one we just read about. The revived Holy Roman Empire. So this man is going to greatly influence this empire and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs, this coming great false prophet, great signs. Think about it. This modern world doesn't believe in the supernatural, but it's going to. This great false prophet performs great signs so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. He's going to deceive human beings all over the Western world. Will you be deceived by this miracle-working false prophet? Are you, my friends, personally studying your Bible enough to really understand what is now beginning to happen? At this point, I encourage all of you, please, for your good, to write or call for our free booklet, a powerful booklet on the Antichrist. Who or what is the Antichrist? This booklet reveals in clear terms what is really going to happen and what is going on even now to a degree behind the scenes in preparation. This coming Antichrist will powerfully affect your life within the next several years. So call now and request your free booklet. Just ask for the booklet on the Antichrist.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, the harlot of Revelation 17. My friends, we were in Revelation chapter 13. Turn with me again there. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 11 is describing a second beast, another beast coming up out of the earth who had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. And of course, in Revelation 12:9, the dragon is identified as Satan the devil. So he looks good. He looks like Christ, but he speaks the devil's message. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast, the revived Holy Roman Empire. This false prophet guides this beast. He obviously is the one speaking then for this woman who sits on and rides the beast. And he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, the Roman Empire, whose deadly wound was healed. He, this coming false prophet, this great Antichrist, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Powerful miracles will be done by this individual. Again, will you be deceived by this coming false prophet's miracles? Will you be deceived by things that are just inexplicable? Scientists today make fun of those things, and lots of people do, of course, because we haven't had those in this generation. We're going to have them. Will you assume that these miracles are from God, or will you check up on the preaching of the individuals who perform miracles? At the very end, my friends, God's true ministers will also be performing miracles, but there will be a great false prophet and some of his henchmen probably performing false miracles, miracles influenced and guided by Satan the devil. Who will you believe? Think about it ahead of time so you can know what to do, so you can understand. Study this book and understand. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians to help you understand even more. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, Paul writes, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit, word, or letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Some were trying to say, well, Christ is already here. Paul said, no, that's ridiculous. Christ is not here. Let no one deceive you by any means, so that day will not come unless the falling away is coming first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. There was an earlier Simon Magus type individual who led a great falling away in the early days of the church as a forerunner, no doubt, of this great false prophet at the time of the end. So we need to understand a great falling away is going to come, and the man of sin, a man of lawlessness, is going to be revealed, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He takes titles like God's titles. He exalts himself. People begin to worship him as though they ought to worship God, and he shows himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Paul said, I tried to warn you in person. I'm writing it now. And now you know what is restraining, that he might be revealed in his own time. Something was restraining. I think it was the Apostle Paul himself, but you can make up your mind. For the mystery of lawlessness, and that's the way it's translated here in your New Testament in the New King James Version. Lawlessness, anomos is the Greek word, against law. There's been a clever movement going on for hundreds of years to have people disobey the Ten Commandments. They'll say they're just a nice guide, but you don't really have to keep them. Or they'll say you can keep them, but you do away with the Fourth Commandment. And you water down the Sixth Commandment. You water down the Seventh Commandment. You water down other commandments, so you're really not keeping it at all. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will until he's taken out of the way. Then the lawless one, this final one who personifies the whole system, rich in rituals, rich in pageantry, rich in tradition, but not teaching the words of this book at all, not telling people, not showing people how to live by every word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4, verse 4, and Matthew 4, verse 4. Check it up. That's what Christians are to do. But here's a mystery. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Christ is going to destroy this individual finally. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That sounds like the guy in Revelation chapter 13, right? The second beast? Of course it is. They're one and the same. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Jesus said, thy word is truth. John 17, verse 17. This is that word. That's why we shouldn't just carelessly read it, or read the 23rd Psalm and the Lord's Prayer and a few sentimental verses. Oh no! We need to read this book, pray about it, understand it, and you will get a deeper understanding of this book on this program and in the pages of Tomorrow's World magazine than you will probably get any other place on earth. You need to prove these things. You need to be sure, because this big system will soon be rising up and most people won't understand what's happening. Picture the churches of this world. Again, countless millions of people will be singing. They'll having all kinds of pageantry. They'll be praying and worshiping and carrying on in their own human traditions. But do these people really understand and study the Bible? How easily can these millions of people be deceived? The Bible indicates they'll be deceived. They certainly will. Notice Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47, verse 1. God says, "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate." This modern Babylon is going to be brought down. He talks about her shame. Verse 5, "Sit in silence, go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the Lady of Kingdoms." This modern system will soon be called the Lady of Nations or the Lady of Kingdoms. "I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance." The British Commonwealth and American peoples together controlled about 3/4 of the entire earth's developed wealth at one time because of God's promise to Abraham. But now we're being brought down bit by bit. The British Empire is no more. Most of the great sea gates have been taken away from Britain, and the others are probably on the way. The United States is now, no doubt, peeking out right now and is beginning to have troubles around the world. Watch. Watch prophecy, as Jesus told you to do. "I've given my inheritance into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the elderly, you've laid your yoke, a yoke of slavery," as is described in, of course, the 30th chapter of Jeremiah and elsewhere. "I've laid this yoke on you, and you said, 'I will be a lady forever,' so that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. Therefore, hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely, who say in your heart, 'I am, and there's no one else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children.'" But God says, notice, verse 9, "These two things shall come to you in a moment and one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon you in their fullness because of the multitude of your sorceries and for the great abundance of your enchantments." Yes, God says, "I'm going to bring you down." Let's go back to the New Testament again, to the book of Revelation, because it ties right in with this. Right after describing this whole system and this woman, notice chapter 17, verse 18. "And the woman whom you saw," this coming great false church system sitting upon many waters, "is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth." Yes, that system controlled the earth for hundreds of years and will do so once again. Chapter 18, "After these things, I saw an angel coming down from heaven, crying, 'Babylon the great has fallen, has become the habitation of demons, a prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations," get this, my friends, this is not some tiny thing. This is going to affect the whole Western world and indirectly the whole world. It's going to powerfully affect your life. And so he says, "All nations have drunk of the wine of the fornication of this system." Think about it. He says, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and receive of her plagues." God then says in verse 7, "In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says," and notice he's virtually paraphrasing Isaiah 47, the modern daughter of Babylon who attacks God's people will say this, "I sit as a queen and am no widow and will see no sorrow." Yet God says her plagues will come in one day, death, mourning, and famine. Yes, God's going to bring her down. Again, my friends, I encourage all of you to write or call for your free copy of our powerful booklet on the Antichrist. Who or what is the Antichrist? This booklet reveals in clear terms what is really going on behind the scenes and who the Antichrist is. The Antichrist booklet will be sent to you absolutely free upon your request. This coming Antichrist will powerfully affect your life. within the next several years. So call now and request your free booklet. Just ask for the booklet on the Antichrist.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
My friends, you are right now receiving a sincere warning about what is developing in Europe. May God help you to understand. May God help you to heed. For God is going to punish those who go along with this foul system. We know that. The Bible makes that very, very clear. In Revelation 18 here, verse 11, the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver and everything. And he concludes in verse 13, and the bodies and souls of men. It means the literal human lives and the dead corpses of men. They're going to be trading those things back and forth in this system. You need to understand. And so finally, in Revelation 19 and verse 20, he says, then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. May God help you to understand and to act. May God help you to begin to really seek God and the true Jesus Christ of your Bible. Again, my friends, call now for your free copy of this powerful booklet revealing the Antichrist. You need this booklet. And tune in every week to the Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you will gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of Tomorrow's World. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.